Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. Halloween is not far off. The Guild has two scary story events, which I will tell you about after our good friend Dan Ketting gets you in the mood with the ghostly story called The Dancing Fiddle.
Once, in the north country of Scotland, there lived a pawnbroker. Now, this man had a reputation for being honest and fair, and this reputation earned him the respect of all the people in town and in the countryside. One day, a woman came into his shop carrying a fiddle case. She put it down on the counter, and she said, "I'd like to sell this old fiddle." He smiled. "Let's have a look, shall we?" The pawnbroker opened the case and saw a fiddle of golden spruce and flamed maple, with a carved lion at the top of the peghead. "Oh, I have to admit, it's a fine-looking fiddle," he said. "But beauty doesn't always make for a grand instrument. If I give you too much, and it's not worth it, I'll be cheating myself. And if I give you too little, and it's worth a lot, I'll be cheating you. Let me keep the fiddle overnight, and tomorrow, on my way to the shop, I'll stop by to see my friend Tom Anderson and ask him what he thinks. He knows all there is to know about fiddles. Come back about noon, and I'll tell you what he said." The woman agreed and left the fiddle. The pawnbroker carried the fiddle home with the intention of visiting Tom the next morning. Since he didn't own the fiddle, he decided to put it in his bedroom to keep it out of harm's way. He stood the case on its end in a dark corner of the room. That evening, friends came over to visit the pawnbroker and his wife for dinner. And after their meal, they enjoyed cards and conversation, and a bit of whiskey to keep away the chill of the night. After the guests left, the pawnbroker went to bed. He fell asleep at once. But in the middle of the night, he awoke as an unearthly music filled the room. At the side of the bed, the fiddle case lay on the floor, open and empty. To his amazement, the fiddle suddenly came into view, spinning on its end pin in a macabre dance, the strings vibrating as it twirled faster and faster and faster. The pawnbroker rose, reaching for the instrument. In an instant, he was grabbed by the throat and thrown back on the bed. He struggled in vain against invisible hands that were slowly choking the very life from him. His wife awoke to see indentations of unseen fingers that pressed deep into his flesh. She screamed, throwing herself forward, and as she lurched out of bed, she knocked the fiddle to the floor. At that moment, as the fiddle lay still and quiet, the murderous hands released their prey. Gasping, the pawnbroker staggered to an open window. He filled his lungs with the cool night air. In the street below, a tall man stepped from the shadows and stood in the light of a street lamp. A jagged scar ran down the man's forehead, through his brow, and down his cheek. A chill went through the pawnbroker as their eyes met. He was staring into the face of evil itself. The man sneered at the pawnbroker and walked away into the night. The next morning, the pawnbroker didn't stop to see Tom Anderson at all. He went straight to his shop and put the fiddle in the farthest corner. At noon, the woman appeared. He slowly pushed the fiddle across the counter. "I want nothing to do with this instrument," he said. "Isn't it a good violin?" said the woman. "Good!" exclaimed the pawnbroker. "It almost killed me last night." He told her the story of the dancing fiddle and the strange music and the invisible hands that choked him. As he showed her the purple bruises on his neck, he watched her face grow ashen. And the pawnbroker continued, "I don't know who your friend was, but..."
"Friend?"
"What friend?" She spoke in a voice barely above a whisper. "The man beneath my window, with the long scar down his face." Slowly the woman reached for the fiddle and backed away from the pawnbroker. She clutched it against her body. "That was no friend," she whispered. "That was my husband." For a moment she hesitated. "We were poor. I often needed money. But he swore that if I ever sold this fiddle, he'd kill the man who ever bought it. She put her hand on the latch and slowly lifted it. He died 10 years ago. The woman walked into the street, and the pawnbroker never saw her again.
The Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild holds its storytelling circle at Godfrey Daniels at 7 East 4th Street in Bethlehem on the second Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m., except the month of August. Come and listen to stories or try out a story yourself. We are a friendly audience, and the event is free. That's all for now. Have fun and keep a story in your heart.